T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Browns with a victory. It may not have been pretty, but they got the job done. I'll tell you what was pretty, Dustin Fox, was the play of the offensive line and one Mr. D'Ernest Johnson, who had a monster game behind a monster performance by him and the D-line, and the O-line last night. Great performance by the running game leading the way to victory.
What a game. What a game by your Cleveland Browns. Adam, I'm telling you, we talked just a little bit before the show, and I feel like this was a game that the Browns may have saved their season, frankly. I don't know the status of Baker Mayfield. I don't know the status of Nick Chubb or Kareem Hunt. But that last night was a gutsy performance, to say the least. I thought there was, you know, there's a lot of game balls to give out, obviously. I mean, Case Keenum played great. Or good. Not great.
Yeah, it's like a nuts.
It's like a nuts. He played good. He played good last night. His fourth and two run was a game changer.
That was a ballsy run right
there. Ballsy run, no doubt. D'Ernest Johnson, my God, dude. What a stud he was. I don't have a lot of
entire offensive line.
The O-line played great. They were mauling last night.
Yeah, they were. I mean, in the run game in particular, they were great. They got some pressure on Case Keenum in this game. But, man, Case Keenum, I'll tell you, he is not afraid to take a hit right as he's throwing the ball.
No, not at all.
He's tough in that pocket. Like, he hangs in there, and he doesn't have the biggest arm. You could see it. You know, that one throw down the sideline where it almost got picked off, but it went out of bounds. Like, he, you know, a guy with Baker, if Baker makes that same throw, it's probably a touchdown to Odell. Assuming Odell could hold on to the ball, which is not something I can't assume right now. We'll get to that later.
Yeah, good point.
But Case Keenum doesn't have the biggest arm on the face of the earth. But, yeah, I mean, he showed a lot of guts out there. A lot of moxie, if you will, to use the cliche. That run was a tough run. They you know, got it going with some passes early, and then they were grinding the ball.
Grinding the ball.
I mean, it was chunk play after chunk play. D'Ernest Johnson averaged 6.6 yards per
catch. 6 yards a pop.
And he was everything I hoped he'd be in.
I got texts last night from friends in the business.
Yeah.
You know, from my ESPN colleagues that were like, they know I do the Brown stuff. And they're like, who is D'Ernest Johnson? Where did he come from? I'm like, well, if you were a Browns fan, you'd know. But he's been waiting in the wings. And the Browns have legitimately 3 starting tailbacks on their roster.
Yeah, I mean, at the very least, D'Ernest Johnson is a quality number
two guy. A quality running back.
Yeah, I mean, he's a good player. He's not as good as the other guys, and we'd have to see over time. A lot of it is the great offensive line. But D'Ernest, man, he is – I mean, like, there were a lot of times where he was headed one way, then he went cutting back the other way. And
right.
I mean, how many times did he get stopped for under 3 yards?
His vision
is
unbelievable. I mean, with the zone blocking scheme the Browns run – and implement is perfect for him because he's got that patience to just really feel for where the defense is flowing, and then he cuts back the opposite direction and he's getting, like you said, 6, 7, 8 yards a pop.
Yeah.
He was great. That was stealing in Vegas last night, the over under 59.5 yards for D'Ernest Johnson.
I know, that was easy. Easy. Way over.
Way over.
By the way, I predicted a huge game for D'Ernest yesterday, and then somebody tweeted at me today, heard you said yesterday Johnson wasn't going to carry the team. Bet you're sorry you said that.
What?
I predicted him to have 80 yards and plus and two touchdowns. I'd say that's carrying.
You said two touchdowns. Yes.
Yeah. Although he didn't get the second touchdown. He could have had it.
He could have, but he slid smartly.
Well, and then they called a penalty on that play. But how about that next run? So they call a penalty.
And then the next run is third and seven. He comes back. It's first down.
Breaks tackles. Gets the first.
Breaks tackles.
That's the kind of final drive you want.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
You know, they got that ball with, like, what, four minutes and change, and they ran out the clock. They got, I don't know, how many first downs on their last drive? Three, four?
You talk about a four-minute offense in football, yeah. And that four-minute offense is designed when you have the lead to basically run the clock out, and they just implemented that to a T. I mean, it was perfect.
Yeah. Defensively, you know, it felt like Myles Garrett didn't do much in this game. He did get credited for 1.5 sacks, so he's now got 9.5 in the year. So you were close with your two sacks.
Close.
He got 1.5. Jadeveon Clowney got the other half. I thought the defense played well. I didn't think the defense was amazing.
I mean, they held him to 14 points, Adam.
I hear you. I thought they'd get more pressure on Bridgewater. I think the Broncos offense is inept.
They barely did anything in the first half.
I know. They played well in the first half. It's just, well, I don't
overall,
wanna, you know,
I mean, I'm not, how can you be critical of a defense that holds a team to 14 points?
Listen, I think the secondary played well. I'm just saying.
John Johnson played well.
Dustin, the Broncos offense stinks, and Teddy Bridgewater stinks.
They should have brought Drew Lock in the game.
He stinks too. What's the difference?
He can move. He's got a leg.
I mean,
that moves.
You know, anyway, we got some more whining about penalties that there was one time.
Oh, for God's sake!
And by the way, Myles Garrett, they called a holding penalty. You know, that was against him. The second time they missed it. The Browns got a break, too. I mean, give me a break. Stop whining about penalties.
Stop whining.
That offensive pass interference on Cortland Sutton was a bad call. It was uncatchable. It was out of bounds.
Mm-hmm.
They shouldn't have called that. So, anyway, enough with the injuries. But, yeah, the secondary played well, I thought. I thought the front would get more. The reason I'm complaining a little about the front is because this was an easy target. It was an immobile Teddy Bridgewater, a not very good offensive line, a running game that's been inconsistent. And they really, you know, again, yeah, I'm not going to say they played a good game, but I don't think this doesn't give me confidence that they're going to be able to play that great against better offenses. Because the Broncos aren't really that good.
They're not that good,
But, you know, I did think the secondary played well. But one big thing out of last night, Denzel Ward's hurt again. He's hurt again.
Guy can't stay healthy.
We've talked a lot about, you know, whether you should pay Baker or not, and that's going to be a huge conversation depending on what his injury status is going forward. And we'll talk more about that and, you know, his contract. But listen, if Denzel Ward's going to miss four games every year, we can't pay him $20 million a year.
Can't do it.
And he's not playing great anyway. But I'll tell you, I thought Greg Newsome played a hell of a game. I thought John Johnson finally showed up for the first time and played well. I thought Anthony Walker played really well. So, yeah, listen, it was a good win. They were shorthanded, and they did what they had to do. Led by D'Ernest Johnson, who after the game talked about the performance he had getting over 100 yards.
Unexplainable. I can't even lie to you. Like, I wanted to celebrate, but I didn't know what to do, man. Like, I just yelled because it's been a long journey, man, and just to get your first start and get 100 yards and get a touchdown, man, that ain't nothing but God, man. And I give thanks to him.
I mean, what an incredible, an all-time performance. First NFL start to get over 140 yards.
You know that D'Ernest Johnson 3 years ago was working on a fishing boat.
Yeah. Well, they talked about it about 14 times on the broadcast.
Yeah. I mean, it's a great story
because this
is a guy who's the all-time leading rusher at USF, South Florida,
yeah,
and was begging teams in that whole Alliance football thing. Remember they had that, whatever it was
American
called.
American Football Alliance.
American Alliance Football something.
Alliance of American Football.
AAF, there it is, yeah. Keith, thank you. He sent a DM to every single one of those teams, like their Instagram accounts. Like, hey, listen, I'm D'Ernest Johnson. I'm you know, running back from South Florida. Can I get a tryout? And right. It's just a great story. I mean, for this guy to have this opportunity and to make the most of it, it's just... It warms your heart,
yeah.
Because you love to hear these stories when guys get a chance and they make the most of it.
No doubt. And he talked about after the game never giving up on his dream to make it in the NFL. Here he is.
Coming from the fishing boat, you know, I always dreamed of playing in the NFL, playing in the AAF, at the same time, I always dreamed of getting here, and it's always a dream come true just to be here and just to be able to play, you know, and start and just come out and help the team win. That's the best feeling.
You know, he's had two opportunities to play a significant role. Last year at the game against the Cowboys, he didn't start because injuries happened during the game, but he played a significant role in that game.
Mm-hmm.
And then, obviously, last night played a significant role in the game and started and pretty much was
and
the only running back.
He was the star of the show.
Yeah, and he was tremendous. So in the two games that he has, had double digit carries in his career, he's averaged about 7 yards per carry in those two games.
Amazing.
So yeah, I mean he's
you know what's funny is I think next year is he a free agent after next
unrestricted free agent unrestricted
after this season?
Yeah. Yes.
Dude made himself some money last night.
Yeah, no doubt.
And, I mean, it's for real. Like, he made himself a lot of cash last night.
And even when Nick Chubb comes back this week, you're going to keep the Ernest Johnson in the mix because you don't want to, you know, you've been trying to take care of Nick Chubb all year. He's coming back from an injury. You're not going to give him 25 carries. I mean, Dearness had a ton of carries yesterday. He had a lot more than Nick Chubb normally gets playing with Kareem Hunt because they didn't, you know, they used Kelly that for like 2-3 plays in a row, and that was it for him. And Felton, you know, caught a couple of passes, and he did run the ball a couple of times. He touched it about what we thought. You know, I think he.
What did we say? Five to ten. Touches.
I think I said 5 to 7, and I think he had five. I want to say he had five or.
Dearness
six touches.
Had 22 carries for 140, yeah. 46.
And two catches, so 24. I think 20.
Yeah.
So 24 touches for Dearness, and
Felton had 3 catches and 2 carries, five
so,
touches.
Yeah, five.
So we were on the money with that.
And then Kelly had two touches.
And the touchdown.
Yeah, I mean, Dearness had 75-80% of the touches for the running backs, and he performed in fine fashion. That was great, and that mm-hmm. has to give the Browns a lot of confidence. And, yeah, I mean, I expect him to, even if Nick Chubb's back next week, to have 6 to 10 touches in this game against the Steelers because they don't want to, you know, overuse Nick Chubb, especially coming back from an injury.
What a game plan that was last night by Stefanski. You know,
after being criticized the
last
couple
of weeks.
Yeah,
no, I know. But I'm just saying, like, I thought the way that he came into this game, the approach, you know, the fact they had the 17-7 lead and they just grinded on the ground game just to win the game. Like, it was good, man. Like, they didn't ask Case Keenum to do too much.
Yeah.
Their offensive line were just playing bully ball last night.
They were.
And they bullied the Broncos around the whole night.
Yeah. Jedrick Wills got beat off the edge one or two times in the passing game, but he looked the healthiest he's looked all year. And the run game, he was just mauling people. And Blake Hance did a pretty good job. There was one play he just got destroyed right off the snap and got beat. That was either the time Keenum got sacked or just missed or he got hit right after he got, you know, right after he got rid of the ball. But by the way, that throw to Dearness Johnson that he got that first down, he got crushed.
He stayed in there and took a big time hit. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, yeah, he did. He did. Keenum did just enough to go with the running game that played great and the defense that played a good game. And there you go. You got a victory. You needed it.
And I'll tell you what.
Now you're 4-3.
I've been critical of Stefanski of going for it on fourth down. Last night, I loved it.
You loved it because they made it.
No, I loved it because you were gonna just be up 6 points.
That's right.
Instead of being up 10.
No brainer. Right. Stefanski was like, yeah, exactly.
He's like, we need a touchdown here to win the game. Like that, honestly, Adam, I think that 4th and 2 won the football game.
Yeah, I mean,
that was the play of the game by far.
Right. It's funny because it felt like the Browns completely dominated the game and they only won by 3.
Because they won that game because of that 4th and 2 play call.
That's right.
And for Case Keenum to avoid 3 tackles and somehow get that first down was just incredible.
That was some, and the way he kind of dove forward.
Yeah.
By the way, that was a nice, speaking of nice touchdowns where he kept Melvin Gordon. I can't believe he was able to keep his balance to get that touchdown.
No,
Browns
I know.
Browns got to tackle better on that play.
Yeah, right. Right.
But anyway.
That's all they did.
What's that?
It's about all they did.
Yeah. There wasn't. But Cortland Sutton had a nice catch where he.
On Newsom.
By the way,
that was a great catch.
Pass interference on Newsom on that play.
Oh, I know.
Which they didn't call.
They didn't call it.
Our fans aren't going to complain about that. But that was a great catch by Sutton. But good game for the Browns. Good win. And now we got 10 days, or I guess 9 days at this point, to prepare for the Pittsburgh Steelers, which we all know is going to be huge.
Oh, yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.